from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now it is our turn to put on our GM caps so we get a chance to have our opinion. Is there a loose end or two? What, it could be just perfect for you. Do you have a suggestion? Let's just say we have DQ's ear for a moment, or we just moving full steam ahead. Anything, DD, that you would like to see altered? And if not, what's the most exciting part about this next week for you?
Games. Games, games, and more games. We don't got to talk about training camp or... practice, not to be on my Allen Iverson, but we don't have to worry about any practice. Of that stuff. We get to talk games.
Yeah, games. Games and game strategies. And it is almost a little bit too far out for me to pace myself because it's not this week. It's, you know, we got 2 weeks. It's not this weekend. But that's where the college is going to take care of me. That's going to be my oatmeal, is the college ball. It's going to hold me over. I always like to ask, and we got so many different ways you can do this now because cable, pay-per-view, and the whole thing. But I've found the only way to really lock it down is to say that if you could only watch one game, what would that game be? College game. One college game that you're locked into, what would that be? Team 980, listen to line 301-230-0980. And what is the one unit from the pro side that you're most excited about that maybe we haven't spent any enough time talking about it and maybe they haven't even played yet? What are you confident, most confident about with the burgundy and gold? So give you a shot at both of them. Collegiate side, what collegiate game strikes the most interest in you, seeing them come out of the blocks? And then from a pro side, we've been talking a lot about this team, what units, and it's easy. And I will allow Bobby Wagner's name to be used on this because almost everybody just want to see this dude go eat, man. Want to see him just him behind Allen and Payne scraping, going downhill. We have not seen that on a consistent basis since the captain. What a difference that's going to make to this defense. And once you now can take that run away, and now you force people to be one-dimensional. And that helps you. It's got to help the play caller defensively. Got to be able to help it. And so we hope so. That'll be interesting. 301-230-0980 is that number. I think I know with Denton, it's going to be the first game played. And that's going to be Howard and Rutgers. The first thing on will be the first thing, the most excited thing he is about. And because he has dual interests in these games, which is cool. And that's what keeps it. That's what keeps it kind of going. Have I asked you who your odds are? Do you have a favorite for the Heisman before college even kicks off?
I do. It is Jalen Milroe.
Okay, good.
At Alabama. Okay. That number has come down a little bit, but I got it at 14-1. I feel good about it at 14-1. So that is that's the selection that I made.
Pretty good chance he's going to be on a pretty good team. And man, his skill set is crazy. This dude is an athletic freak. It's going to be fun. That's going to be interesting. But it's so much to cover. I mean, you do it for a living, but is there anybody close from an athletic standpoint to Milroe?
I mean, there's a ton of guys in college football that have the ability to maneuver around the pocket, to make plays with their legs, and then to throw it. I mean, you like sure, Sanders is at least in the conversation. He can move, he can throw. I don't know if he's as big as Jalen Milroe is, and his team's not nearly as good. Yeah. So we don't care necessarily about him as much, but I think you will. You know, they're really pushing Colorado is to get everybody to view Shedeur Sanders like he's going to be a high first round pick. I don't know that that's the case, but he has the ability to go out there and prove that to be the case. But Jalen Milroe, from an athleticism standpoint, he's up there. You know, he's in a class of his own potentially. I think there are a couple other guys that have that potential, but he's the one that we've at least seen it done at this level and has now the ability to continue it.
Yeah, the Colorado deal, I mean, it's been on all the debate shows and everyone's discussed this about Prime. And I can only think, it's so fresh in my mind, the TCU game and the victory and them coming off, you know, the national championship game and where we were then in the first 3 weeks, and then he got off to a great start, and then that loss to Stanford. And from that point on, it's been a slow drip. And he's not the only person that has not been able to recruit a team through the tunnels and funnels and make it work. I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know a lot about his opponent. But if this is not a success, what's going to be a bigger story? I mean, the biggest story in the country is if Ohio State does not win a national championship, the whole staff could be blown up. Is there a bigger story than that I'm missing?
Well, it would not be their whole staff. It might be someone very high on their staff, but it would not be their whole staff. There are a couple other guys they have to keep. I mean, Brian Hartline is one of the highest paid assistant coaches in all of college football because he's such a good recruiter. He gets like $2 million. He's a receiver coach. Mm-hmm. So like he's staying. I mean, look, you don't hire Chip Kelly just because. Like there is an assumption where if Ryan Day doesn't make it through this year, you don't have to look far for a guy that has been a head coach at the college level. Now, Chip said he didn't want to deal with all of the NIL and the transfer portal and all that stuff. He just wanted to coach. But the thing is, if you're going to coach in college, that stuff is unavoidable. So he's right there in the wings, waiting in the event where Ryan Day loses to Michigan and loses a national championship or something along those lines where someone in Columbus pulls out the checkbook and says, I have enough money to get him out of here. Here you go, Ohio State.
I know, and a part of me, wants to think that's crazy, but it's not crazy. They believe it. As well as he's done, they don't care. They really believe that it comes down to beating the team up north and then the national championship. And the money that they have invested in NIL and their whole program, it's like a pro team and what they've invested. And that, you know, you're a tip pass away. You're one block. It's just, there's just no guarantee. There are no guarantees. And I wonder where, and I haven't asked you this. Do you Do you put out a top 10 or 5, or does didn't Dave do you forecast before it starts?
No.
You don't, right?
No. Okay. I got so many different jobs already.
I mean, boss does. I mean, he's got so many different lists, and he's got so many different things. I was wondering, had he lured you into any of your preseason? I'm sure he's already picked his national champion. And
I think we'll do that next week.
Oh, okay. I'm a week off. Okay. No, it's a gift, man. I envy you guys. It's unbelievable to be able to see the future like that. This is probably the least amount I've heard from Oklahoma, who is a superpower. To me, they are. And I wonder, do you feel the same way? To me, they're never out of it. But I don't hear as much rumblings from Norman.
Well, they're not as good. We don't know what their quarterback is.
Okay.
You know, they have a young quarterback who was a 5-star in Jackson Arnold, played a little bit so far in his college career, but he's never played the amount that they're going to ask him to play this year. So there's a big question mark on what is he going to be. You know, we've seen 5-star quarterbacks come in and be really, really good. And then we've also seen guys like DJU, who's now on school number 3 and can't throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field for Florida State. So you can never quite know what a 5-star is going to be.
Oh, man, that dude. It's not funny, but it just kills me. And it's so, I mean, he just holds programs hostage. And they go after it, and it doesn't go. Jimbo, I don't think you and I have never had this in-depth college football powwow. I don't know, where do you stand with A&M? I think they got off the hook.
Well, you know, now that Jimbo's not there anymore, I mean, that puts him in a better spot with Mike Elko, the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what Jimbo did you ever come up with a reason as to what happened?
Yeah, he's annoying.
Okay.
he's a pain. That's what happened. Really good at recruiting, and then the wins didn't necessarily come with it. And somebody, I mean, he has the best job in the world right now. They paid him a lot of money to go away.
Oh, yeah. What was it, 34? Yeah, I know.
It was like $70 million.
$70 million, yeah.
If you pay me $70 million and never see me again, I promise you will not see me again.
Yeah, he got a Russell Wilson deal. But I was always shook up by that because I thought that for a minute that he really had something going offensively, and I was a little surprised at that. It wasn't about 4 years ago, what, their number one recruiting class? And just fell flat on
their
face.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah. Is there anybody that we should be discussing more from a college football standpoint that we're not, that you think could be somebody to be reckoned with in 3 months?
I mean, maybe Virginia Tech out of the ACC. We'll have that answer. It'll be a much easier answer on Monday, seeing what happens with Miami and Florida, what happens tonight with NC State. NC State's not going to lose. But just seeing what they're going to look like tonight, they have a far inferior opponent. But if Miami loses to Florida, that's a chaos machine. Because they have so much high expectations, especially now considering that Florida State's already lost. So even without playing a game in week 0, you put yourself in an advantage because one of your arch rivals and one of the teams that was going to compete, at least in theory, for the ACC is now down a loss. Yeah. But if they lose to Florida, especially this Florida team that's not expected to be very good at all, there's going to be chaos in Miami for a guy like Mario Cristobal, who was supposed to be the savior of South Beach and has turned into anything but that.
Yeah, you call it. I mean, it's serious. I mean, that Florida, Florida State thing is for real. All you have to do is have been in a game to do a game. Especially in Gainesville, it's just. But then again, there's a half a dozen of, or there's a dozen of these that carry the same weight, you know, same juice, and it is just. That's why it's special. And the Big Ten, and you know, we know who's coming in, and we know, but I also know who's been there, and. And I don't say they get away with murder because it's a fine program. But at some point, the way Penn State recruits and all the juice they have, are we ever going to expect more, or are we ever going to demand more from them?
I've been expecting more for 3 years. Demand is a different
We don't demand
ask
it, though.
Because I don't have the money to make demands. But if they miss out on the 12-team playoff, like, it's a lot easier to miss out on a 4-team playoff. There's only four teams. It's a big country out there. A lot of teams out there. Only four. Yeah. And you've been so stuck in Penn State with Michigan and Ohio State, you're pigeonholed. It's tough to get through those teams. Mm-hmm. But now with a 12-team playoff, where you can lose a game or two and still get in, assuming that you finish the season strong, you have no other option but to get in to the college football playoff. If not, there is going to be a storm brewing for one of my bald brethren, James Franklin.
Boy, you call that out. Boy, you're right. There's going to be a lot more heat on big programs that generate lots of money, have big crowds, and haven't kissed championship first place trophies in a minute. It's going to be an outstanding October, November. I mean, it's just a lot to get after. So we'll find out. And that's the beautiful thing about this, man, that you can actually make a living doing this, which is scary. And then once you make your first trip to Baton Rouge and for the night game for the Tigers, I'm going to try to – my goal for you is to get Sheehan to I don't know if we can pull it off for this Christmas, but one of these got to be able to get you to your dream college football matchup at the venue.
I mean, we talk about LSU all the time.
Dude. Night game, LSU, parking lot, smell just like gumbo. Why? Because they're cooking gumbo in that parking lot. It's like an outdoor cookout. Yeah, man. I mean, it's just, and that's the beauty, man, of college ball. And I know there's been a lot, we're a little bit in transition. We haven't done everything just right. But I sure hope they get it fixed. I don't want them to F this thing up because it is just so right when it's, you know, when they get it right and we get the full blend of it and there's no violence. It's just straight out hard competition, camaraderie, and tying together generations of people that, you know, cheer for the old alma mater and shake hands as it's over and get ready for the following year. But that's a healthy thing, man. It's good. And you and the Hokies in this new relationship, wow. Ooh, that's going to be great. And I'm going to do all I can to try to get Coach to get you down there for a live show so you can breathe the air as Sandman gets it going. Yep, you're going to give me a fun bunch high five for that one. I'm going to pull it off. I'm going to make it happen. Yeah, I'm going to promise you that. I'm going to make it happen. Question on the Burgundy Gold front is that who will be the starting corners when they hit the field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Who will be the starting cornerbacks? Hold that thought. We take a break right here on the Sheehan Show. DOC and Double D right here for you, Team 980. Back in.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
12:30 in the nation's capital. Man, your music, man. It's I guess it's just another level. I guess I've got to just learn. I've got to pace myself. It's and again, I'm never too old to learn. Never too old to learn.
I would have sworn that you were a Kendrick fan.
No, I had no idea who that was, what that was, whatsoever. It's but then again, that's something that Zion. You think Zion would have known that?
I promise you, he is not a Kendrick Lamar fan, but he definitely would have known that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good. Good. Hey, look, I'm all for young people. That's good. That's good. It's a lot of good young talent out there going. When we mentioned Noah Brown earlier, you perked up. That made me think you knew something about him, this young man. Did I read that right?
Yes and no. I mean, the perk up is more because they realized there was a hole. They addressed the hole. They did not just try and sugarcoat their way out of the hole. They got a guy that they think can play, and now we get to see if he can play. No position flex conversation, none of that stuff that we are subjected to. It's just they recognized this position isn't the strongest. Let's go try and make it stronger.
Okay. I just thought I sensed a little bit of emotion. You're a very even keeled young man, and so I sensed a little bit of us. That was a little bit out of character for Double D, which means he must have some background, or he had laid a little something on that one, and you won. So I was just thought I would inquire about that.
I don't know what the gambling market was for the Noah Brown sweepstakes. I don't know that he is commands enough to have his own sweepstakes at the window.
Was there a number on Brissett starting week one in New England?
Probably somewhere.
Okay,
I mean, for those sorts of numbers, you got to go to like your cousin Steve, or you got to go outside U.S. waters. You know, you're not getting them at legal sites.
You happen to work with a man that has that reach. He has that. He has the capability of reaching that far. So I was just wondering. Yeah, I was just wondering. Is there, you know, the New England? I mean, I'm thinking about the Colts, and all this got to me when I was thinking about the name, you know, changes and things that have happened throughout the league. We don't discuss. We haven't had a lot of talk about the Colts. Are you up, down, neutral, or don't give a you know what about what's going on in Indianapolis?
I would say I'm neutral.
Neutral. Okay.
I just don't know. I mean, Anthony Richardson showed signs of being a quality player last year, but he only really played four games. Yeah, that's not enough to think that he's just going to come into his second NFL season and be a superstar. I know Shane Steichen's great. I really love the head coach. I think he's really, really good. And they won a lot of games with Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea if... I don't think it's fair to expect a guy that played four games to come in here and be a superstar.
I agree. At 250, I mean, he's such a... That's crazy. The way this dude is built... And what the little sample size of what we saw, that's intriguing. And their team is, and you make a great point about their coach. I know we don't spend enough time on coordinators until they are up for jobs. But both in Philadelphia, it was stark, man. When those guys left, program was hanging on a hinge. And still now, with the talent that they have, but losing those two leaders, they were long in the tooth. Their best ball was behind them. But losing the Bulldog, Oklahoma Not Oklahoma. My God, did I just do that? That was smooth. It's going to be so. Mississippi State Bulldog and Kelsey losing those guys. And the way they just fell off. It was probably the most drastic thing that happened last year. And we don't really care. That's why we don't go deep dive on it. But who's been that good that early and collapsed? That severe, have that severe of a collapse? And we don't do a full autopsy on them. And yet, they bring in a middle-aged back. Now, we're joking in Dallas. And they brought in another guy. They got, and I can't wait for Zion to call them AARP. But aging running backs being signed. And then Philadelphia. And even though they got Jahan and they did that, to me, their roster is loaded. But I don't feel great about them.
Well, yeah, their quarterback and their coach hate each other.
You believe that?
Well, we know that.
Okay, no, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, they don't like each other, and it's very difficult to win games in the NFL, period. Even more difficult to win games in the NFL when your quarterback and your coach, arguably the two most important guys on the sideline, or just in the organization, period, don't like each other. In fact,
we have an idea. We have an idea why they don't. See, when I hear people say they don't like, but they don't tell me why.
Oh, so you didn't read the ESPN article then? Jalen Hurts doesn't think that Nick Sirianni knows ball.
I've heard that.
He doesn't think that he can coach offense, which is a problem if you're a quarterback and your coach is an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, but that's not the first bad hire we've had in this league. I'm just going, so what? Clearly, his coordinators were outstanding.
Yes, Steichen and...
Very similar to that happened in Carolina some years ago, too.
Yes, Steichen and them were. But you're asking for teams that have collapsed. That's why they collapsed, because they didn't like each other. And they weren't communicating, and Jalen Hurts would go rogue.
Well, then, yeah, then I have less respect for him that he should have benched him. If I'm the head coach and you and I aren't getting along, you're not following the plan, you're not playing.
But could you imagine being the guy that wants to bench a guy that's getting paid $50 million a year?
Well, I'm just saying that I'm going to be home getting paid not to work. Otherwise, you're telling me that some guy, the kid, some player is running my team. That sounds about as ridiculous as some of the things that used to happen here last year and the year before. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time being concerned about their issues. We got our own, but I just find that to be really crazy that the quarterback and the head coach don't see eye to eye. They're 10-0, and they fall off the face of the earth. And we got a little – and I hope they stay dysfunctional, but you get my drift? It sounds like a Dallas issue to me. And so if they're having their issues, Dallas has Jerry, and New York – well, they're New York. How can you convince me that if we come out and don't throw up all over ourselves, that we got a shot? How can we not have a shot? Then we're looking at two different things. I just think that this makes good news for people that follow the burgundy and gold. Because what you're telling me is that Philadelphia, then, they got a very unstable relationship. If it goes well, they get off a good start, we all know, bandwagon, that's going to be great. But if it doesn't, it could be some wars going on. If it's as drastic as you explain it. I didn't know it to be that poor. I find it very, I'm uncomfortable buying everything I hear and based on who I hear it from, especially unless they got credible sources. I find that to be a little touchy. But I trust you. If you believe that, then we can go for it on that. But then again, you're the guy with, you know, keeps the trending going. Let's go for it.
This trending report is brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Happy Thursday to Steph Curry, and Steph Curry only. He just signed a one-year extension with Golden State worth a whopping $62 million, by far the highest yearly contract in the history of the NBA. $62 million for Steph Curry. Must be nice. Busy day for the Commanders yesterday. They traded John Ridgeway away to the New Orleans Saints. In return, they got Noah Brown from the waiver wire. They signed him with the freed up roster spot that they made by trading John Ridgeway away. Good day for Dylan Cruz last night as well. He had his first career homer for the Nats. It was a leadoff. Second pitch he saw goes 399 feet the other way. Not bad. Nationals beat the Yankees 5-2. They're off today. They get the Cubs at home at 6:45. Around the NFL, New England named Jacoby Brissett quarterback one over Drake May. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers named Russell Wilson quarterback one over Justin Fields. Justin Herbert out in Los Angeles has a new backup quarterback. We know him well. It's Taylor Heineke. Falcons traded him out to the Chargers for a conditional sixth round pick. And that's what's trending.
Double D, you can add a little bit of DJ in his background. And that is good. We just got word that tomorrow's show, Scott Jackson, the man who has a decisive advantage because of his incredible ability to store more knowledge than most, will be with us tomorrow at 12:30. And then we've got standing room only. So Friday, it'll be our, well, yeah, one of the last football Fridays without without pile driving football, which would be good. Which would be good. How big are you? Are you an active high schooler?
I'm not an active high schooler. I'm nearly 30, but I do like high school football.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you went to a high school football game?
I went to a couple. Me and Toby went to a couple last year. We were going to try and go today to the Stonebridge James Madison game. That's at James Madison. But I got to work tonight because we got college football on Thursday. So I got the show Friday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. So your boy's a little locked up. But yeah. I love going out to high school football games, especially in Northern Virginia. Yeah. Arguably, best high school football outside of Texas and Florida.
It's hot, and there's going to be some people at St. John's, the Mathen, all over that's going to be angry at you. Gonzaga, they're going to be angry. But
if you're giving like scholarships away, I kind of remove you from it. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about public pure school. Yeah, just public schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Northern Virginia is among some of the best in the country.
And Vienna youth football, there's some football programs. Shout out to all the youth coaches that have built some awesome foundations. Reston, Herndon, Chantilly, Springfield. All it's just remarkable level of dedication and expertise that have gone on the parental side. And that's what makes it happen, man. It makes it happen. It's no joke. It's really, really, really been good for me to see it and understand what it takes to go into it, as you well know. And that is awesome. And, you know, I am Kedrick Golston, man. That's my dog, man. Pulling for the Bulldog. And the kids are so lucky. So fortunate, man, to get somebody that's driven like he's driven, and they're not going to cut no corners. He's not going to allow that to happen. And so the people in our area are really, really blessed, really lucky to have a level of commitment that you're going to get. Madison, it's just really, really, really fortunate to see that. That's going to be good. What time's that game?
I believe it's at 7 or 7:30. I didn't do too much research. Okay, I mean, Toby invited me, and I said yes, and I was like, wait a second, I can't go. But it's one of the marquees of the weekend, certainly, especially if you're getting it on a Thursday.
Yeah, the youngest, second. Well, Toby's the youngest in charge up until Dylan Cruz stepped up here and saying both to him and Zion, you know, hey, I'm the youngest in charge. And he proved that sitting in the box and having power. I mean, he has been, I guess he's just been dominant. Once those guys been dominant since 9 years old and just comfortable in seeing these great athletes, man, at that young age. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But it's been good. It's been good. Been good being able to share in his success today. Jamar Chase, I'm still wagering that deal does not get done. I think Ayuk will. I think he's smart because he wants to be a Niner. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him based on what they've got going on right now. How would you why would you not want to? I didn't make it fair on Denton. I asked him, what's the one player that you cannot wait to see play in burgundy and gold? And you can't say Bobby Wagner.
Well, and you said defensive players because the answer is five. Player. Yeah, the answer is number five.
I said defensive player. And you can't say Bobby Wagner. And Frankie Louvu's, and he's a lunatic, which I just adore. I adore this dude's approach. His aggressiveness is, but for me, it's, you know, and I know I don't even think he's going to be ready to go. But overall, it's Newton for me. I can't wait. I'm patient and will wait. Because it'll be good to see the two vets. And they're young men. Payne and Allen are young dudes, man. But now, they get to go buck wild. And just do themselves. And not have to hold up everything. Because now, you have a real enforcer behind them. And what London Fletcher brought to the game, Bobby Wagner's about to do the same thing. And that ought to give us a base that we haven't had. And that's scary. We've been doing it with safeties. Now you got a grown behind canine right in the middle of things. So that is, you know, Big Tony has some horrible things. Do not discuss Denton Day in that tone. Because, you know, you didn't put Quince Orchard and Wise and CJ Flowers in it. And he said some awful things about you, Denton, but I got your back.
I'm standing by Northern Virginia Public Schools. I'm sorry, Big Tony. I'm standing by it.
Okay, good. Yeah, you ain't got to defend Big Tony. I don't even know who told him. I don't even know who. Somebody had to translate that for him. But that's good. We're not worried about him. Anything else we got going on we want to share with the folks for tomorrow?
Well, you just told me Big Head's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't call him Big Head. I don't
think
that's
fair.
That's
right. You called him Cranium.
I thought, he's been blessed with an asset that is very hard to compete with. Because when you have an area of storage that's unlike anyone else's and you use it for the right reasons, it does become a weapon. Yeah, becomes a weapon. Yeah, it does. Becomes a weapon. So what excites you for the rest of the day?
We got college football, Doc. You know I'm going to be glued to television. Yeah, I'm going to read a little bit of my book.
Now, how are you doing on this book if we set up to toss this to the rooster?
I'm a little over halfway through this bad boy. I'll get probably about 100 more pages done by the evening.
You want to share a little bit?
Yeah, it's Throwing a Glass series. Go read it.
Okay.
And we don't spoil on this show. You know, Kevin and I talk about books and television shows. I mean, Kevin might spoil
Kevin's
a little
the
bit.
Worse. He gives it away.
See, that's why I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you're good. I'm just testing you. When Kevin talks about a show or series, I cut my volume down because I know he's going to give it away.
Well, how many do you actually watch?
Well, some of the stuff you guys do is really good, but I leave because the moment he gets in. He's so excited because he loves it. He ends up giving away whatever the best part of it. So I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. And his enthusiasm will go over. But that's what I love about him, because he's real and he's passionate. All right, brother. We've got one to go. And let's do it. I heard Zion is on overtime tonight, following the Rooster and Hoffman. So let's get it done. As always, man, God bless all of you. Let's do the right thing. Hail to the W.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.